The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Donald Trump said on this video that he likes kissing pretty women and that...
You don't?
Sir, let me... Can I finish?
You like kissing ugly women?
Excuse me. Folks, I am standing in the middle of 1984 civilization.
It's bad, you know.
Welcome in to the War Room and the testimony. Jeff Sessions' Senate hearing just ended about half an hour ago. This was a testimony that lasted about 4 hours throughout the morning on the Hill. We're going to be covering that. We've got all kinds of clips from that. We're going to be breaking down a lot of things you would expect, a lot of things you won't expect to hear. We'll have all of it. And we've got stories breaking right now, including one at Infowars.com from our own Paul Joseph Watson. Leftist who wanted to kill first responders found with arsenal of explosives. Christopher Langer supported anarchist Occupy Wall Street groups. That's not the only anti-Trumper that was planning violence. We'll have more news on that, as well as a shooting that happened at a school in California. But first, here's Jeff Sessions' opening statement from the testimony today.
I would like to address the false charges made about my previous testimony. My answers have not changed. I've always told the truth, and I have answered every question as I understood them to the best of my recollection, as I will continue to do today. I would like to address recent news reports regarding meetings during the campaign attended by George Papadopoulos and Carter Page, among others. Frankly, I had no recollection of this meeting until I saw these news reports. I do now recall that the March 2016 meeting at the Trump Hotel that Mr. Papadopoulos attended, but I have no clear recollection of the details of what he said at that meeting. After reading his account, and to the best of my recollection, I believe that I wanted to make clear to him that he was not authorized to represent the campaign with the Russian government or any other foreign government for that matter. But I did not recall this event, which occurred 18 months before my testimony of a few weeks ago. And I would gladly have reported it had I remembered it, because I pushed back against his suggestion that I thought may have been improper. As for Mr. Page, while I do not challenge his recollection, I have no memory of his presence at a dinner at the Capitol Hill Club or any passing conversation he may have had with me as he left the dinner. All you have been in campaigns, let me just suggest, but most of you have not participated in a presidential campaign, and none of you had a part in the Trump campaign. And it was a brilliant campaign, I think, in many ways, but it was a form of chaos every day from day one. We traveled sometimes to several places in one day. Sleep was in short supply, and I was still a full-time senator with a very full schedule. During this year, I've spent close to 20 hours testifying before Congress before today. I have been asked to remember details from a year ago, such as who I saw on what day, in what meeting, and who said what to when. In all of my testimony, I can only do my best to answer your questions as I understand them and to the best of my memory. But I will not accept and reject accusations that I have ever lied. That is a lie. Let me be clear. I have at all times conducted myself honorably and in a manner consistent with the high standards and responsibilities of the Office of Attorney General, which I revere. I spent 15 years in that department. I love that.
So there's
department.
The opening statement from Jeff Sessions today on the Hill for his testimony. We'll have the clips on the other side of this break. Do not go anywhere. This is the War Room.
We're running the biggest specials. We've run them like 6 months and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And when we sell products at this lower price, we got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. But I know the products are so good that even though we make a very small profit on each item, you'll like them and then order more, especially things like the coffee that's so good, or our toothpaste, or our mouthwash, or our vitamin mineral fusion, fruit punch drink. It's got all the amino acids and multivitamins, our probiotic, all of it. Supermel Vitality, 50% off, never done that, and free shipping. Boom. Supermel Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Boom. Biome Defense, 50% off with free shipping. With the free shipping, folks, it's a loss leader. You sign up for auto ship, we're losing like $6-$7 on this. Doesn't matter. I just want you to see how great it is. We are now 4.5 hours into the worldwide broadcast, America Rebirth and Renaissance, with so much coming up today.
Is the War Room.
Welcome into the War Room. It is Tuesday, November 14th, 2017. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Loaded show for you today. All the highlights from the Jeff Sessions testimony that just finished up about half an hour ago. Alistair Williamson joins me in the first hour. A couple stories he's breaking on his website. We'll have Roger Stone, as usual, in the second hour. And then the 5 o'clock hour, the third hour of the show today, is going to be wide open. So I think I'll open the phone lines and be hearing from you on what you think is the big news. Because I'll be honest, I'm watching this hearing on Sessions today, and some of it is so frustrating. I would imagine I'm not the only one that feels this way. It's so frustrating you can't even watch anymore. You can't even watch. You want to watch, you want to be informed, you want to know what's going on, you want to make America great again, and then you watch the swamp creatures on the hill grilling Jeff Sessions nonstop, little buzzwords, little talking points. It is some of the most frustrating work I have to do here at InfoWars as a reporter, to actually have to sit by and just listen to this garbage. Listen to the swamp rats attacking relentlessly Jeff Sessions, while everything they're trying to throw at Jeff Sessions and offhand Donald Trump, literally the Clintons are guilty of, literally almost the entire Mueller investigative team is guilty of, the Podesta is guilty of, just on and on and on. So it's frustrating to have to just bear witness to these Senate hearings that are just so painful, honestly. It's some of the most frustrating work that I have to do here. But real quick, a couple notes before I actually get into these clips. One, there is one redeeming quality of these hearings, and that is that the swamp creatures inside Congress reveal themselves. Okay? And you'll be hearing from some of these swamp creatures in the clips we're about to play. But my goodness, do we have some serious, fully mentally deranged people serving on Congress, and truly, I'm not even sure if these people are that dumb, that ignorant, or just truly that corrupt, or that hateful. But you can hear the clips from yourself and understand. And then, this was the most shocking thing about it, is if you went on Twitter and you did the hashtag Sessions hearing, I was monitoring it. Oh, folks, the leftists honestly become more hinged by the day. You wouldn't believe some of the things that they're tweeting out about the Sessions hearing. It's like they hear one thing and then they take it into their head and they analyze it, and then something entirely different comes out. And you just wonder, what kind of a thought process do these people have? It's truly sick. It is truly a mental disorder. I feel bad for them. I really feel bad for them. I don't want to have to seem aggressive in combating their false ideologies, but that's just the instinctual reaction. So let's now go to some of these clips Now, let's start with Senator Shabbat, who says he fears that this is opening a Pandora's box. What happened as using law firms as a go-between? This is more hinting at what the Clintons did.
It seems to me that a presidential campaign using a law firm as a conduit to pay for activities with which the campaign itself doesn't want to be directly associated is more than just dirty politics. It's also quite possibly illegal. To me, it seems that this is at least a violation of campaign finance laws for failure
to accurately
disclose the actual recipients of
campaign
disbursements. However, this type of arrangement is not illegal. If it's not illegal under current law, I fear that we're risking opening Pandora's box with all sorts of underhanded activities by campaigns being laundered through law firms and shielded under attorney-client privilege. As the chief law enforcement official in this country, do you share similar concerns? And in your opinion, is it legal under current law for a presidential campaign to hide its funding of the compilation and dissemination of political dirt on its
opponent?
That's
the dossier.
By using
the Clinton Foundation funding the dossier.
Pay for the work?
I would think that those matters are worthy of consideration, but as to the details of them, and for me to express an ultimate comment today, I'm unable to do so.
Okay.
So I'm not really sure. I guess Sessions decided to remain ambiguous in his response, considering the question was ambiguous in its insertions, but we know what he's saying. He's saying that the Clinton campaign, colluding with the FBI, funneled money through a law firm, which then colluded or worked with Fusion GPS to then get the fake Trump-Russia dossier from Steele. And that's everything he's alluding to in that ambiguous assertion that he makes. But that's exactly what he's talking about. He's talking about all the news that's come out. He's talking about everything that we know now about the Clintons and their campaign, basically using the law firm, using Fusion GPS in order to get this Trump dossier, which is the real collusion, if you want to talk about collusion. But then he poses the question to Sessions saying, would that be considered legal? Sessions kind of decides to pass on it. Now, here's Trey Gowdy, considering the fact that Sessions seems to be a lame duck, won't go after the Clintons. Here's Trey Gowdy saying, if you won't go after the Clintons, how are we to trust the DOJ?
You're nominated by a president. You're approved by a Senate, but yet you work for a virtue. You work for a blindfolded woman holding a set of scales. And that is what makes our culture different. How do you restore people's trust, Republicans and Democrats, confidence in a Department of Justice when it seems like different rules apply depending on who's in power?
The time of the gentleman has expired.
Stop it right there. Bingo. I thought that no one was above the law, but here we stand today. Hillary Clinton is above the law. Bill Clinton is above the law. James Comey is above the law. I mean, you want to talk about perjury? They're all trying to sit here and set Sessions up for perjury when he hasn't perjured himself at all. That's what James Comey did. If you want to sit here and pretend that Sessions is committing perjury, let's look at actual perjury. How about Bill Clinton? They say, oh, Sessions can't seem to remember anything. Bill Clinton received oral sex and couldn't remember it. Really? Is he fandangling in the oral office? In the Oval Office that much he can't even remember that? But again, no, this is the Trump team now. So if you're a Democrat, in fact, if you're any politician, but you're not associated with Trump, it's okay to break the law and do whatever you gotta do. But as soon as you're affiliated with Trump, oh baby, we're coming down. Now, here's Daryl Issa with a question and a response from Sessions that really sums this whole thing up.
From California, Mr. Issa for 5 minutes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. General Sessions, it's good to see you again.
Yes, sir.
I don't speak Russian and I don't meet with Russians, and I don't really want to ask about those questions today, but I do have some very important questions.
Well, Congressman Issa, you said that, but I bet you have met with some Russian, and if you, in your lifetime, and taking those words at face value, somebody might accuse you of not being honest.
You're absolutely
right. That's what they've done to me.
You're absolutely right, General Sessions, that is the challenge.
And doesn't that put it all into perspective right there? Isn't that everything that we're witnessing right now? It doesn't matter that the Podestas had stock deals in Russia. It doesn't matter that the Clintons cut the Uranium One deal. It doesn't matter that probably most congressmen and congresswomen sit in meetings where there are Russian diplomats. That is a regular thing. And that's what Sessions says. And he rightly says to Daryl Issa, whoa, you might not want to say you've never met with a Russian, because these people on the witch hunt against me, on the witch hunt against Trump, they'll dig deep. They'll find sometime, you know, 10 years ago, you sat in the room with a Russian diplomat, and then you'll be the one having to testify. But, of course, this is nothing more than a witch hunt to try to delegitimize President Trump. And we're going to have more of these clips on the other side, but I just have to ask, you know, nothing against Jeff Sessions at this point, but is he really cut for this? Is he really cut to head the DOJ in these perilous times?
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense, super high quality probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Infowars.com/show.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone.
This is what I'm talking about here, folks. This is Scott Dorkin, some leftist on Twitter. I've covered this guy before. He's just a leftist nutbag. But this is what I'm talking about. Right here. This is what I was talking about. The frustration dealing with these people. Scott Dorkin. This is their view of reality.
Two things are clear about this Sessions hearing. Democrats care about this country. Republicans don't.
That's from Scott Dorkin on Twitter. No. First of all, if you actually want to address the overall message that he's trying to send with this tweet, caring about the country, which party cares more about the country, let's be perfectly clear. What party was it that allowed terrorists to come to this nation and kill people? The Democrats. What party was it that allowed non-citizens the right to vote, therefore undermining the actual election via the American voter? Democrats. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, some of the very foundational beliefs of this great nation, and the Democrats support abortion, which stops it right at life. So tell me again, Scott Dorkin, how is it that the Democrats care more about this country than the Republicans? Oh, remind me again, Scott Dorkin. What committee, excuse me, what convention didn't even have the American flag on the stage until the final days of the convention? Oh, that was the Democrat Party. What party is it gets shouted down by chants of USA in the streets and won't even join those chants? That's the Democrat Party. I'll let it rest right there. But this is what I'm talking about. This is the frustration. And then you have to hear from people like this during the Sessions hearing. This is Sheila Jackson Lee, who was on the bubble. She was on the fence. She was an unhinged leftist, but wasn't quite in Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi territory. Today, Sheila Jackson Lee goes full libtard during the Sessions hearing.
Garner, Walter Scott, Jameer Rice. My question is, as I hold up the poster dealing with the report under your jurisdiction,
yeah, black identity quick, pause it right there. Pause right there and just restart it real quick. She literally lists off all of these names of the people that got killed by black people that got killed by white police officers. By the way, the FBI statistics, I believe I just saw that for 2016, 16 unarmed black men killed in America. 16. Okay. But now, so Sheila Jackson Lee names off all the people that CNN and MSNBC has built up as victims of racism because they were killed by white police officers, names all of them, and then goes on saying this.
Garner, Walter Scott, Jameer Rice. My question is, as I hold up the poster dealing with the report under your jurisdiction, black identity extremists, it is interesting to me that you are opposing individuals who are opposing lethal force, similar to the attack on Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King on COINTELPRO, but there seems to be no report dealing with the Tiki Torch Parade in Charlottesville chanting, Jews will not replace us. Why is there an attack on black activists versus any reports dealing with the alt-right and the white nationalists? Can you answer that question quickly?
I'm not aware.
Are you planning on investigating that?
When was that report completed?
In August of 2017.
I'm not aware.
Look at the hate. Look at the hate in her eyes.
I ask you too, because it's an attack on individuals who are...
So now all you have to do is just be black and you're a black activist, according to Sheila Jackson Lee. Just by existing as a black person, you're a black activist. Unless you support Trump, then you're, you know, a race traitor. But she's just sitting, and did you see Sessions' face? He's like, what are you talking about, mad woman? What is wrong with you? And then you can see the hatred in her eyes beaming down at Sessions. Why didn't you file an investigation into those tiki torches? Why is it you only stand up for the white nationalists and never the black activists? And he's just like, what? All of the names that you just mentioned that got killed, I wasn't even the attorney general then. It's like, what do you want from me? I don't even know where we go from here. I don't know where sanity takes place. I don't know where the thought pattern of Sheila Jackson Lee ever hits the rubber ever meets the road and on Sanity Freeway. I just don't see it. So it's race baiting. Sessions is a racist. You had Klan members with tiki torches. Again, I don't support that march. Specifically though, for that march, I don't believe there was any violence and no one got hurt. But regardless, that's what Sheila Jackson Lee wanted to hammer today during the Sessions hearing. Sessions is a racist and anyone who's black is a black activist and they're just getting murdered everywhere left and right. That's the picture Sheila Jackson Lee painted today. And, she blames Sessions for targeting black activists while neo-Nazis are marching around with tiki torches all around us. That's Sheila Jackson Lee's view of reality. And then you literally have numbnuts on Twitter that think this is real and cheer her on. All right, we've got time for one more here. Let's go to another absolute nut job. Senator Cohen, listen to this race baiting.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Attorney General. It's a fact. There have been studies to show that voter ID is more discriminatory in its effect on African Americans and Latinos than anything else.
Pause it right there. What is that insinuating? No. Let's actually break this down because Senator Cohen isn't going to do it for you. He just said voter ID laws discriminate against black people and Latino people. How? Can you tell me how? Do you realize that if you want to get a beer at the store, you have to show your ID, no matter whether you're black or white or Latino? If you want to get a tattoo without adult supervision, you have to prove you're above 18, no matter your skin color. Are black people and Latino people complaining to tattoo artists how it's so much harder for them to get a tattoo? No. Do black and Latino people go to the grocery store in lines complaining how they can't get booze because ID laws are hurting them? No. So how does this translate to the voter booth? Can anyone explain? Is there any rationality? Is there any logic? Is there any reasoning? I'll try to find some. They're not citizens. If you can't get an ID in this country, that's because you're probably not here legally. Simple as that. But Senator Cohen doesn't seem to understand this notion, and he seems to think that voter ID laws are racist, even though they're the same, no matter what skin color you are. Let's go back to this nut job.
And defending voter ID law cases?
No. The Supreme Court has approved voter ID if properly done. Other courts have too. It can be done in a discriminatory way, which is not proper and should not be approved.
Here's how you discriminate. Do you have a valid ID? No. Okay, you can't vote. Done.
Handled and written voter ID law is
let me
lawful.
Suggest to sir, with all due respect, we come from the similar region. I think we have a greater responsibility
now he tells you his true agenda.
To see to it that African Americans get a chance at the ballot. When they were discriminated against, they were slaves for 200 and plus years, they were under Jim Crow, they weren't allowed to vote, and they're still being discriminated against.
So there he is. He's like, I have a lot of black voters in my district, so I'm here virtue signaling, trying to get their vote. Pathetic, the state of our Congress.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rite's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
We're going to make America great again, people. Donald Trump's going to bring jobs, and then you're going to have work to do. It's going to be great. Now I'm being shoved and being assaulted here.
Welcome back to the War Room, folks. And as you can tell, if you are a listener to the Alex Jones Show or you've been a fan of InfoWars for a while, InfoWars is expanding rapidly and vastly, but it's not cheap and it's not easy, but it is possible because of you going to InfoWarsStore.com and supporting us. And you need to understand something. When we run these specials, we're not just up here flapping our gums telling you that it's about to be sold out. Super Male Vitality is now sold out. So the special on Super Male Vitality is now over because we are sold out of it. So just understand this, that we don't just flap our gums. And that's why we tell you to get the auto ship as well, because when we do sell out of the regular stock, with auto ship, we keep some on reserve. So for those of you that have signed up for auto ship with Super Male Vitality, you should be good to go. But just understand that when we make these specials, they're such serious specials, and we do have avid users of these supplements that they go to the website and they buy them up. Right now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 50% off with free shipping. That is almost sold out. So take advantage of 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion before that sells out. You know, DNA Force sold out with the last big run we had on a special. We got that back in stock. We took 25% off that. So you still got 25% off DNA Force while in stock with free shipping. Secret 12, vitamin B12, that's something that we've run out of before. And with 50% off, that is probably in short supply as well. So when you see these specials, take advantage, especially if you are someone that uses these products regularly. Because you never know when you go to the website tomorrow and it could be gone. Free shipping extended store-wide. Free shipping extended store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off Caveman, 50% off Z-Shield, 50% off Biome Defense. We're barely even making money on that. We have to sell a ton of that to make any money off it with the 50% off special. So please fund our continued expansion. Get a great product that's healthy for you and your family. A household product, water filter, air filter, ball cap, t-shirt, whatever you find in our supplement store. InfoWarsStore.com. Support us and we will continue to grow to the next level. My guest now is Alistair Williamson from StockboardAsset.com. I got a couple stories here I'd like to cover with you. But let's cover this one because I'm not sure if you've even been made aware of this yet. You've been covering a lot of the drills that we've been seeing, power outage drills, EMP drills, etc. You got a story on an EMP that we'll get to in a minute. But this came out of Oklahoma this morning. Biological weapon simulation test planned in Oklahoma. The Department of Homeland Security plans to release chemicals to test the protection offered by buildings in Newkirk, Oklahoma. It does seem that these major tests, these major drills, Alistair, seem to be piling up. They seem to be happening more frequently now.
They are. We've had multiple drills that the public is really not allowed to be made aware of, and that's very unfortunate because sometimes these drills become a lie. And what we have to understand is that the frequency of drills at the Department of Homeland Security or any other government agencies that are doing today, the frequency is becoming more and more. Just last week, the Department of Defense had a massive drill simulating a total grid down across the United States. What we see today are plans by the DHS to prepare for a biological attack drill on infrastructure in Oklahoma. Now, in this key report, what is very, very interesting, you need to understand what exactly is DHS and their science wing. What are they specifically targeting? And what we're seeing are apartment buildings. We're talking about multifamily complexes that DHS and other agencies, especially their science wing, are going to release these particles that are going to, they're going to monitor. So the DHS is going to monitor to see how these particles go into the building and affect the occupancies inside. What this is telling us is that for the DHS to plan such an event, plan such a drill, there must be some type of threat out there. And something very interesting, Zero Hedge actually reported this on yesterday, and they said DHS prepares biological attack drill on infrastructure in Oklahoma. The interesting part is, and at the end, it's saying that as millennials move and urbanize America, at the same time, the narrative is starting to crack because what you're seeing is you're seeing DHS, as millennials move to the city, coming out of their parents' basement, you're seeing DHS at the same time drilling for a very bad day, a very bad day that a terrorist or who knows could release chemicals in these inner cities where these millennials are populated. So basically, at the end of the day, these millennials and the general public are not really allowed to know about these events. Because think about it, if a millennial or anyone in general knew about these military drills, that creates fear. In fear, you don't go out there and spend. You don't buy a home or move into the city. So they're hushed right now, and that's the very unfortunate part.
Well, it's amazing to think about. Right now, you have the Black Plague breaking out in parts of Eastern Africa.
And you just wonder, you know, we've got people, politicians in this country that want to bring people in here from all over the world. They want hardly any vetting at all. It's all in the name of virtue. Who's to say we can't get a couple people that come over here, let's say from East Africa, where I'm not hearing anybody about stopping travel or stopping people coming here from East Africa. Maybe they're infected with the plague. They don't know yet. They start to spread that. Maybe they have concerns about that, too.
Look at the mass hysteria that happened when Ebola or these viruses took off a year or a few years ago. It created chaos. It really showed that we're not prepared as a civilization, as the American Empire, if you want to call it, as the United States. We're not prepared. And not being prepared, we're trying to catch up today. And it's very unfortunate where we are in these critical pathways, and that's why we have to continue to see these drills.
Well, speaking of being prepared, you had it on your website, stockboardasset.com. The White House is being warned North Korea is planning a devastating EMP attack on America. I would imagine that this has a lot to do with some of these power outage drills that they're going through.
So, what we came across, it's very interesting, is that the Obama administration came out with an executive order in October of 2016, basically said, look, guys, because of the sun going to a solar minimum and the changing of the Earth, we are expecting a major corona mass ejection to hit Earth's shields, penetrate that, and basically knock out the power grid. An executive order was passed, and some other things were passed through that. Now what we have with the Trump administration is that the Trump administration, there's an individual, his last name is Waller. I don't have that article written in front of me. But what he is saying, he's saying that, look, there is an EMP threat. Now, what we have to realize about a coronavirus mass ejection coming from the sun and an EMP is that they're relatively the same concept, is that this radiation is going to be released and knock out power systems, communication systems, anything else in between. So you have two administrations who are actively preparing for a total grid down event, but the source of that total grid down event is different. One is coming from the sun, which is the CME. The other is an EMP from North Korea. The biggest takeaway is that we have two administrations, two separate administrations from two parts of the aisle, both coming out and publicly acknowledging that, look, guys, we're going to have a total grid down event. We're not prepared. The infrastructure in America is a D-minus. We spent trillions on wars, and that's Jack Ma from Alibaba saying that.
So whether it's EMP, whether it's an emission from the sun, we are not prepared for our power grid getting shut down. We got another segment with Alistair Williamson. Don't go anywhere. This is The War Room.
We're running the biggest specials we've run in like 6 months and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And when we sell products at this lower price, we got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. But I know the products are so good that even though we make a very small profit on each item, you'll like them and then order more, especially things like the coffee that's so good, or our toothpaste, or our mouthwash, or our vitamin mineral fusion, fruit punch drink. It's got all the amino acids and multivitamins, our probiotic, all of it. Super Mel Vitality. 50% off, never done that, and free shipping. Boom. Superfemal Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Boom. Biome Defense, 50% off with free shipping. With the free shipping, folks, it's a loss leader. You sign up for auto ship, we're losing like $6, $7 on this. Doesn't matter. I just want you to see how great it is. We are now 4.5 hours into the worldwide broadcast, America Rebirth and Renaissance, with so much coming up today. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order.
As you know, I coined the term 360 win. And with the new auto ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on auto ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out of stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for auto ship. You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense, super high quality probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Alistair Williamson from StockboardAsset.com is our guest here on The War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Every time we talk about the EMP or the solar flare or whatever it could be that could knock out our power grid, obviously we understand the serious implications of that, but Alistair, one response I always get from people is, why don't more people talk about this? Why isn't this a bigger story? Why don't Republicans and Democrats with nonpartisan bills and legislation try to do something about this? Why is this just something that no one seems to think about? Is it because we haven't had to experience it before?
You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to comprehend or just know any of this. Even though some of it's in the news, you're seriously not allowed to know. Think about it. If the everyday American found out about what the sun is doing, how it's going to a solar minimum, what that means for the earth, found out what these solar flares are doing, and if you look at massive data, we get hit with geomagnetic storms on the regular, if you found out what the side effects were of how a power grid could collapse, and by the way, I was the only one, and I wrote a Zero Hedge article with Stockboard Assets, in April, I was the only one in the United States, and the article had hundreds of thousands of views, calling that when New York and parts of California, when they had total grid collapse, the transportation system in New York collapsed, the energy, by the way, the energy went offline, then the energy in, I think, San Francisco and other cities went offline. Everyone blamed the Russians. We specifically lined up NASA's data and showed that there was even headlines coming out of some power stations in California getting knocked off. This all happened at the same time on the East and West Coast. We're the only ones saying that, hey, it was probably a geomagnetic storm. Guess what? if you're allowed to know this knowledge, you will freak out. And if you freak out, you won't be a citizen that is consuming and won't be participating in an orderly fashion. So, of course, you're not allowed to know about it. And you'll probably never know about it until it happens, until you'll see these air-based systems, these land-based systems, or any systems in general go offline. You start asking questions, but you're going to probably be fed the Russian narrative or another narrative out there, not understand the true reason of what's happening. Basically, the government's preparing for executive orders. That's stated. They're going to be prepared. Anyone who's listening to this is going to probably be prepared. But the mass of the American citizens will not be prepared because simply you're not allowed to know about it.
Well, this is incredible to think about because I'm going back in time and I'm remembering that story where the power grid goes down. They blame the Russians. And I think I specifically remember, was it the New York Times that had to retract a story blaming the Russians? Because it wasn't the Russians. They were basically like, we were wrong. It wasn't the Russians. I'm trying to remember. That was something that was like a flash in the pan in the news cycle that week.
Yes. So it was weighing on cyber threats and Russians. Oh, and I guarantee you that these major wire houses here around the country, had their own narrative spin. Remember, Russia was really hot back then, so that was on everybody's table. But no one was talking about the geomagnetic storm that, if I remember, was registering on the Planetary Index, which is NASA's chart of just how strong the geomagnetic storms are. It was an 8 or 9. The index only goes up to about 9 or 10. So you were at a very severe geomagnetic storm. And it blew out power stations. And those are headlines you can actually still read today. These, they were called substations, were blown out in California. If you were to know, but if you were to know about this, you would not be a functioning citizen consuming, going to your daily job. You would be buying, alternative supplies. You would be called a so-called prepper. So at the end of the day, it's very simple. I don't want to, spend 30 minutes understanding why is this happening, why aren't people talking about it? It's because you're just not allowed to know about it. That's it.
Yeah, thank you for finding this, Crew. It was actually the Washington Post, not the New York Times, that had to retract the story. Thank you, Crew, for correcting the record.
We came out as it happened, lined up the scientific data from NASA, and actually it's called the Space Weather Agency, and showed that on these specific areas on the globe, on the Earth-lit face, this is where the geomagnetic storm was hitting, and it lined up perfectly to those cities. Nobody else was talking about it. And at the end of the day, it's just you're not allowed to know the truth. You're not allowed to know what's really happening, and you're being provided an alternative reality that is...
Well, I would just like to make a more universal statement on that, because I agree with you. In fact, I actually think it goes... obviously, beyond what we're talking about here when you start talking about...
Real quick, y'all, think about this. Think about the people who could have prepared that day in the transportation, in the subways and things of that sort. Think about the individuals in California who, I think it was business districts that were offline. Think about if you were to understand that, hey, a geomagnetic storm or some type of event is happening, they're the real truth. Think about how your life would be better off if you actually prepared. And it's the whole concept here, we're not prepared.
Well, and what you're saying is actually proven, has been proven, if you look at what happened with the Houston mayor, who said he didn't want to call for an evacuation of Houston because he didn't want to cause a panic, even though he knew the flood was coming. It's kind of like the same thing you're talking about here. They don't want to tell you that this is going to happen because they're afraid a panic is going to ensue, and they don't want to have their hands tied up in whatever happens in that panic. So they just assume, not tell you, let whatever happens happens, and then pick up the pieces afterwards.
Exactly. I mean, you couldn't have said it better. And think about our infrastructure. Probably can't support that. You probably can't support everybody getting into your car and driving out of the city at the same time. It'll lead to traffic jams and so forth.
No.
So we can't support it. So why is government going to even call for it?
I've always said I couldn't imagine if something happened in downtown Austin. There's basically only 3 bridges in the entire metropolitan area that actually go over the Colorado River. That would be a nightmare trying to leave. You're not getting out, period. You're just not getting out. And that's the panic that you're talking about that they're trying to avoid. Now, I want to take this one step further. A lot of what we're seeing that they don't want to tell you on Earth has to do with stuff that goes on in space. Yes, in space. Believe it or not, other planets actually affect what happens here on Earth. And something that we're starting to see now is these earthquakes are happening with a lot greater rate. We just had another earthquake at the Iran-Iraq border. This is another thing that seems to kind of be creeping up into the fold, not just the potential for a solar flare or something the sun doing to knock out our power grid, but more and more there's a risk of a larger earthquake. Specifically, the California area is due for one, but you don't really hear anyone in California talking about this, warning about this, wanting to prepare for this if it might happen.
So I don't want to go too much into it because I'm not a scientist. I don't specialize in, I guess, climatology or whatever you want to call it. But what I will tell you is that the oscillations of the sun from a minimum to a maximum, so it's minimum sunspots to maximum sunspots, has a lot of change on the Earth and just how the Earth functions. And, for example, I think you can go to spaceweather.com and even NASA came out this year and said that the sun's going into a solar minimum. You can actually pull up data that NASA has and other, just type in solar minimum, and you can look through hundreds of years of data and understand when you see a solar minimum, what kind of effects do you see on planet Earth? Some of those are earthquakes. So it's an increase of earthquakes, increase of volcanoes. Perhaps we see all these events that are occurring. Maybe they're explainable not because of human interaction in the world, but maybe there's a big ball of fire.
No. Don't you understand? Climate change comes from a cow's ass.
Well, let me tell you this. Al Gore, when he started this climate change, global warming, whatever his technical term was back in the early 2000s, he had a net wealth of about 800,000. Today, it's a few hundred million. So you can see that these specific, we'll call it narratives that many create, it's all about money. It's all about money and extracting money from everybody else. That's just how individuals get wealthy. But let's ignore the big ball in the sun, or big ball in the sky called the sun, and what the sun does. It oscillates through cycles called solar cycles, and these solar cycles can change and manipulate the weather on Earth. Once again, you're just not allowed to know about that.
No, you need to listen to Al Gore. Be an ignorant moron. Listen to Al Gore. Don't drive your car. Don't have a fireplace. Don't have a cow. And don't flatulate, and then global warming will be stopped. Alistair Williamson, StockportAsset.com. Thanks for joining us today.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. to defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer
and Roger Stone
at InfoWars.com/show.
Runaway train. Boy, that's the Mueller investigation, isn't it? Just a runaway train. Running right off the tracks. Of course, this one's going to run right into the ground and then probably right into the Democrat Party's behind and then knock them right into justice, hopefully. Now, here was Representative Jim Jordan, Congressman Jordan, talking again, going back to, if you want to talk about Russian collusion, if you want to talk about Russian meddling, let's look both ways here. Here is Congressman Jordan addressing that during the Sessions hearing.
Yeah.
The FBI paid Christopher Steele, the author of the dossier.
Those are matters you'll have to direct to the, I think, maybe the special counsel.
And why is that? It's just, I'm just asking if someone...
Well, I'm not able to reveal internal investigatory matters here that's under the investigation of anybody, but particularly, I think,
this happened in the summer.
All right, now pause it right there. Pause it right there. And hold it right there, too. Here is a story from the Washington Post yesterday. Sessions considering second special counsel to investigate Republican concerns. And we've already heard about this. We've already heard about this potentially happening. And we've heard, based on speeches on the floor of Congress, when people answer by saying, sorry, I can't answer, you know, that information regarding an ongoing investigation, people are saying, oh, so there is an investigation ongoing on the other side. Senator Chuck Grassley has called for a special counsel. So, and then, of course, you hear Jordan bringing up the dossier and perhaps looking into that. Sessions kind of backs away, saying, I can't comment on investigations that are ongoing. So is he dodging the question, or is there really an investigation ongoing as to what happened with the Trump dossier, who paid for it, and does that then implicate that the Clinton campaign is guilty of some sort of campaign finance crime? Let's go back to Jordan.
The Clinton campaign, the Democrat National Committee, paid through a law firm, Fusion GPS, to produce the dossier. We know the author was Christopher Steele. It's been reported that he was on the payroll of the FBI. I'm just wanting to know if, in fact, that is the case.
I'm not able to provide an answer to you.
Did the FBI present the dossier to the FISA court?
I'm not able to answer that.
Do you know if the FBI did the established process, protocol, in evaluating claims made in the dossier?
I'm not able to answer that.
On January 6th, then FBI Director James Comey briefed President-elect Trump up in New York about the dossier. Shortly thereafter, the fact that meeting took place and the subject of the meeting was the dossier was leaked to CNN. Do you know who leaked that information?
I do not.
Are you investigating who leaked that information?
That would be a matter within the investigatory powers of the special counsel.
You said you got a number of investigations going on, Mr. Attorney General, regarding leaks. Is that likely one of those that you're investigating?
I'm not able to reveal the existence of investigations or not.
So is he dodging questions, or is there really an investigation ongoing so he can't answer the questions? This may implicate an answer there. The DOJ does have 27 leak investigations ongoing. 27 leak investigations ongoing. Perhaps patience is a virtue with all of these questions that we have. Again, it just makes me wonder, is Sessions dodging things here? Is he not cut out for this? Are we just needing to be patient? But we're all getting sick of this phony Trump-Russia collusion story when we know that the Clintons and the Podestas are knee-deep in Russian collusion, if you will, and probably crimes. A couple quick notes here. Sessions said he had no reason to doubt the women who accused Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore. Here was Sheila Jackson Lee with all of her posters. She also brings a picture of Roy Moore and the accusers as if that's some important topic to discuss during the hearing today. Really pathetic.
We're running the biggest specials we've run in like 6 months and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And when we sell products at this lower price, we've got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. But I know the products are so good that even though we make a very small profit on each item, you'll like them and then order more, especially things like the coffee that's so good, or our toothpaste, or our mouthwash, or our vitamin mineral fusion, the fruit punch drink that's got all the amino acids and multivitamins, our probiotic, all of it, Supermel Vitality. 50% off, never done that, and free shipping. Boom. Superfemal Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Boom. Biome Defense, 50% off with free shipping. With the free shipping, folks, it's a loss leader. You sign up for auto ship, we're losing like $6, $7 on this. Doesn't matter. I just want you to see how great it is. We are now 4.5 hours into the worldwide broadcast, America Rebirth and Renaissance, with so much coming up today.
Is the War Room.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. We are now into the second hour. We will be joined by Roger Stone here shortly, as we always are in the second hour. Before we get to Roger, first I want to give out the phone line. We will take your calls. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. Specifically, what's on my mind is, you know, just what are we going to do with Jeff Sessions, and what are we going to do with these hearings, and what are we going to do about this phony Russian collusion story? It's really wearing thin, I think, on everybody. I myself, as somebody who is a political news junkie, I mean, literally obsessed with this stuff, I'm to a breaking point with it. I can't handle it anymore. I can't stand it. I'm sick of it. So I can't imagine that I'm the only one that feels that way. So we'll take your calls on that. We got other, you know, tons of other stories to talk about too that you can bring up. First though, before we do go to the phone lines, folks, this is all possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a huge crew that makes this show possible. It would not be possible without my great crew, and we wouldn't be able to hire a great crew if you didn't support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Now we are expanding the free shipping. So free shipping, the sale on free shipping has now been extended. So store-wide free shipping. Folks, this is a huge save. You know, we just did a segment in the last hour talking about solar flares, talking about EMPs, talking about power grid collapses, talking about how that we had certain electrical surges last year. You know, you've had floods. You've got all of this stuff that could lead to chaos, could lead to you not being able to get food, not being able to get water. So we have a solution at InfoWarsStore.com. Our emergency food supplies, when you order them with free shipping, you are saving a ton of money, because these are obviously heavy products, cost a bit to ship. Free shipping, folks. You need to take advantage of this. You're nuts if you don't take advantage of this. Now's the time. Get the emergency food supplies, insurance you can eat, and take advantage of it while you have free shipping, which is probably close to hundreds of dollars of savings on top of whatever the discounts already are, which we are running discounts right now on our emergency food supplies. Other big items that aren't cheap to ship, the air filter, Alexa Pure Breeze, great household product. Another thing that I think you're nuts if you don't have in your home. We have one in every office here at InfoWars. I have one in every room of my apartment. Absolutely. And you will be able to tell the difference. Trust me on that, folks. You put in the Alexa Pure Air filter in your home or apartment. Oh, it's out of stock. Oh my gosh, I'm awful. I'm a terrible person. I was just plugging something. See, but that's what I'm saying. We actually sell out of this stuff. We give you great sales, and then we sell out. So thank you guys for supporting us and buying the Alexa Pure Breeze. We still have the Alexa Pure water filter, though. Another big item, not cheap to ship, but with free shipping, you're getting extended, expanded savings. Folks, take advantage of free shipping. Take advantage of all the specials. 50% off Biome Defense, 50% off Z-Shield, 50% off Caveman, 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That's almost sold out. 50% off Secret 12. That's almost sold out. Folks, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Support us. Help us expand to the next level and get a great product with a great price in return. All right, we've got a couple callers already calling in. Let's start with Jefferson in North Carolina. Wants to talk sessions. Go ahead, Jefferson.
Hey, Owen, thanks for having me on. Something that struck me about the testimony of Jeff Sessions was something that he said was that he loves the department. I don't know if you caught that little.
Yeah, he reveres it. Thing.
I think he actually used the word love, but essentially what my thought was, maybe some of these guys, maybe that's just the thing, is that they're there so long that they have like a relationship with some of these institutions. And maybe
no, I think really I hear what you're saying. Allow me to kind of reiterate this so the audience can understand, I think, better. Essentially, not saying he's a bad guy, but Jeff Sessions is essentially a swamp creature just given the fact he's been there so long, and there's a complex amongst these people that have been working on the Hill for so long that the Hill comes first, Congress comes first, and there's almost kind of a clickiness about them where they're a member of the club and they won't sacrifice the membership into that club, that exclusive club, by essentially throwing the club under the bus.
Although I agree with that, I don't think he's a villain, but at the same time, I believe that the number one aspect of the Trump agenda being successful is the deep state and the corruption being taken care of, or else we're really in bad shape.
Well, what do you think? I asked the question earlier. Is Jeff Sessions, should we give Jeff Sessions more time? Do you think
So
what do you think? I'm beginning to wonder if Jeff Sessions just simply is not cut out for this.
I would have to agree with that.
Okay. Anything else, Jefferson?
Love the show, and just keep punching, and tell Roger I love the show as well. You guys are doing a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you, Jefferson. I will let Roger know when he joins us at 4:30 today. Again, I am not trying to say Sessions is a bad guy. What I'm saying is he's been a member of the swamp for a long time, 20 plus years in the Senate. He's friends with a lot of these people, and maybe that's why he doesn't want to throw heavy-handed punches. But further than that, if you want to be a part of this Trump administration and you want to make America great again, you've got to be tough. You've got to be willing to take the gloves off. You've got to be willing to punch and bite back. And I'm just not seeing that from Sessions. And I think that Trump's base is getting sick of giving patience to Sessions, waiting for him to move in the direction of justice towards the Clintons. Again, it's not even that I don't even want the Department of Justice obsessing over the Clintons. Me personally, lock her up is probably my biggest thing from the Trump campaign. Regardless, if they weren't going after Trump and every Republican that supports Trump and Roy Moore and everyone with such vitriol and such anti-American hatred, then I wouldn't be sitting here bitching every day that Sessions isn't moving towards Clinton. I wouldn't be complaining every day about Uranium One. We would move on from that. It's the fact that they keep bringing it up. So if they're going to keep going there, we're going to continue to hold the mirror in their face. And if Sessions is not going to stand his ground, and he's going to remain on his heels, he's going to remain on the ropes, that is not the attorney general that the Trump administration needs. They need a fighter. They need a bulldog. And so far, Sessions has not given me any inclination that that he is going to exemplify either one of those characteristics. Still holding out hope, but it does not appear that way. Let's go to John in Pittsburgh on Sessions. Go ahead, John.
Hey, what's going on, Alan?
It's going all right.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like to me he's compromised. It just doesn't make sense for him not to pursue any of these things that have happened already.
So you think the deep state's essentially blackmailed him into silence or non-action?
I don't see what else could have happened. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much evidence.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't think Jeff Sessions is an idiot. He probably knows who Seth Rich is. He probably knows who Sean Lucas is. He probably knows who Barrington Wizenan is. He probably knows. I mean, the list goes on and on, you know.
Yeah, like how much more evidence do you need to start pursuing a case, especially when they want on a fake Trump dossier to start pursuing this whole Russia thing? It just doesn't make sense.
See, and that's the crutch. That's the crutch. See, John just put it again. That is the crutch. I'm not going to sit here and have mainstream media, members of Congress, former presidential candidates, members of the intelligence agency berating President Trump over the head all day with false accusations while they're all knee deep sitting in the very swamp goo that they're trying to throw at Trump. I'm not going to have that, and I'm sick of having an attorney general that's allowing that. That's why we want a new attorney general if Sessions is going to toughen up.
Yeah, that's exactly what the issue is.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months because the ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the bio-PQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Owen Schroyer. We are going to be joined by Roger Stone. Hey, somebody get me Roger Stone. Oh, what's that? Oh, he's on in the next segment. Okay, perfect, perfect. So we'll break it all down with Roger Stone in the next segment. Julian Assange tweets this out today. Dear Donald Trump Jr., our offer of being ambassador to the U.S. still stands. I could open a hotel-style embassy in D.C. with luxury immunity suites for whistleblowers. The public will get a turbocharged flow of intel about the latest CIA plots to undermine democracy. DM me. Well, I'll tell you, I think Julian Assange is a living legend. Obviously, him and Don Jr. have been in touch in the past. Who knows the extent to which they continue to communicate, if at all. I think that this is obviously a full-blown fantasy. However, it is nice to see, to me, a guy like Julian Assange willing to ally himself with the Trump family. That, to me, is another telltale sign of who and what Donald Trump truly is and represents if Julian Assange is willing to team up with you. A guy who, honestly, is a liberal. But a real liberal, not a fake liberal. Intellectual liberal. And a hero and a legend. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Robert in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, Owen, how's it going?
It's going all right.
Wanted to ask you a quick question.
Okay.
So I wanted to ask you, do you think Jeff Sessions will be out of the Justice Department soon? Because my assumption is that he very well will be.
You know what? Trump said he was going to make a major announcement. And okay. You asking me that made me think maybe he's going to announce that Sessions is no longer head of the DOJ. I think the odds of that are very low, probably like 2%. But I would say at this rate, unless Sessions and Trump are literally, I don't know if playing possum is the right word, but you know, 6D chess wheeling and dealing under the table to try to restore faith in the Justice Department, I don't see any way Sessions finishes out 4 years in this Trump administration. There's just no way at this current pace. Like I said, unless there's stuff that we're not privy to, I don't see how Trump sticks with Sessions for 4 years, given the lack of movement towards restoring justice and faith in the DOJ since Sessions has been the head of it.
Right, yeah. Let me ask you, Robert.
Do you have any more, or how has your opinion changed of the Department of Justice since Sessions has been the head of it?
I think it's honestly gotten worse, especially with his Reefer Madness crap, you know what I'm saying?
You've got the marijuana stuff, which he doubled down on today. Jeff Sessions doubled down on his stance on marijuana today. It was really pathetic, I thought. You've got the asset forfeiture problems that he, I don't think he has a constitutional view of that. I don't know if I would agree with you as to say it's got worse, but I would simply say I'm no more fan of it now. I mean, what are they doing for me? What is the Justice Department doing? We're spending millions of dollars on the Trump Russia probe, which is giving us nothing. You've got everyone involved in that probe should have recused themselves, except Jeff Sessions is the only one that did. I mean, it really just baffles the mind because we wanted Trump to drain the swamp, and it feels like with Sessions in there right now, the swamp is just running it continually.
Well, you make a very good point there, Owen, I got to say, because under the Obama administration, they were trying to violate people's human rights like crazy, especially under Loretta Lynch.
Which, by the way, it was Daryl Issa who also brought up the Lois Lerner situation, which I believe it was Jeff Sessions, DOJ, that had the chance to re-bring up Lois Lerner for a hearing and decided to pass on that. I'm not sure the exact details, but Issa brings up Lerner today again, like, hey, do you have any interest in reopening the Lerner case, to which was met with no interest again. So you've got all these misdeeds, all this treason by my measurement, all of these unconstitutional acts by congressmen and women, and Sessions just seems to be sitting back against the ropes, on his heels, taking punches, just trying to keep his hands up and not fighting back. And to me, that just is not going to do it for the Trump administration, DOJ. Thank you for the call, Robert. Let's go to Matt calling from Ontario. Go ahead, Matt.
Hello. Good day. Hello.
Good day.
Sessions on, well, the pot thing is just BS. He needs to get off of it because in Canada here, we're doing just fine and we just got it legalized.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to stop people from smoking weed, okay? It literally grows from earth. And if you want to deal with the real drug problems that are killing people, you have to look at Big Pharma.
Well, definitely. Big Pharma is just killing everybody, just shoving pills down people's throats and down kids' throats and just poisoning all of society, really. And I don't even know how they're getting away with this. As far as the court thing today with Sessions, that's just smoke show, waste of time. Something they need to throw on the news or, like, they brought Sessions up.
Well, I'll tell you what. You make a good point. You do make a good point. It is a bit of a smoke show. And I do believe it's a waste of time. However,
yeah, it was the timely thing is that they knew they could get Sessions up at this point, so he wouldn't be able to say anything at this point.
No, I want to take it a different way. I want to take it a different way because I do agree with you, but that's the problem. See, that's what I'm sick of. Therein lies the frustration, Matt, is that this entire thing is a dog and pony show. This entire thing is a waste of time. It's all a smokescreen, all of it. Why are we still doing it? Why does Sessions still give these people the time of day? Why doesn't he sit there and laugh these people out of the room? Why doesn't he take the gloves off and show some teeth? He just sits there and just takes it. Now, I'll give him credit for the opening statement. I'll give him credit for some of the things that he said. But this dog don't hunt. And we want someone in there that's going to hunt. Anything else, Matt?
Well, it's called the Department of Justice and want to see some justice done right out from the second son of Canada.
All right, let's take a quick call. Thank you for the call from Ontario, Matt. Jared in Alabama, make this quick. You got 60 seconds.
Yes. Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
I just like to address the Roy Moore situation and point out that this is, like you guys have alluded to as well, this is definitely an attack on the Republic process of our vote. If we choose to vote in Roy Moore by the Constitution,
Let me ask you this. Is the Washington Post going to decide another election for Alabama, or will the people of Alabama reject the Washington Post this go around?
They will reject the Washington
Post. Say that again, Roy. Say that again, Jared. I'm sorry.
They will reject the Washington Post and these BS allegations.
So you think Roy Moore will win?
Yes, Roy Moore will win.
This is a big moment, actually. A minor moment in the big scheme, a big moment as far as will Alabama kowtow to the Washington Post or take their own destiny back?
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Roger Stone at InfoWars.com/show.
That's right. You're back at The War Room with Roger Stone. I'm here through the modern
technology known as the telephone. And I can't get over all in the hysteria caused by these new revelations that Donald Trump Jr. Corresponded with Julian Assange of WikiLeaks. Therefore, I have to point out there's nothing improper or illegal with contact with Julian Assange. Thousands of journalists are talked to him. He talks to other international heads of government outside the country. He is neither, he is not a Russian agent, and WikiLeaks is not a Russia propaganda organization. I understand the mentality of the deep state. If you repeat a lie enough times, you get a lot of people to believe it, but they have not an iota of evidence. If you look at Comey's testimony before the House Intelligence Committee, he fudges the question expertly about whether Assange is run by the Russians, which is an absurdity. So, you know, contrary to any popular belief that they're pushing, this certainly does not rise to the level of collusion with the Russians because Assange is not a Russian asset. The deep state believes if you say things enough times, everybody will believe it. They're invested in this Russian collusion delusion now. But the fact is, Assange is a journalist. He publishes information given to him by sources, just like they do at the Washington Post and the New York Times. The big difference is WikiLeaks' record for accuracy and authenticity is much better. So neither Donald Trump Jr. or this guy, Alexander Nix of Cambridge Analytica, did anything inappropriate. Having driven the phony Russian collusion narrative to distract from their own Russian profiteering, they now kind of see it all crashing down around their ears. And now they're saying that if you have casual contact with a first-rate muckraking journalist, it's treason. It's an absurdity.
Well, and what's amazing to me about this, Roger, is what we've seen is they're reaching for any and every angle to say, oh, they colluded, oh, they colluded. But what ends up happening when the Washington Post writes a story about how somebody wanted to talk to a Russian lawyer or a Russian this or that or the other thing, or how Don Jr. was sharing messages with Julian Assange on Twitter. Roger, am I missing something? If Donald Trump was colluding with Russia, if Trump and Putin were colluding to the aspect that they're trying to paint this picture, why would Don Jr. be contacting Julian Assange? Why would Don Jr. be reaching out to a Russian lawyer to try to get dirt? Why would any of this be going on if there was real collusion there? Oh, that's right. It wouldn't.
No, I think, clearly the meeting with the Russian lawyer is a setup. I think we've pretty much established that. But the point here really is, it's really about Assange. I mean, Hillary threatened to kill him with a drone. The Secretary of State John Kerry went to the British before the election and said, look, why don't you just rescind your diplomatic recognition of Ecuador for one day? Let us storm the place and arrest the criminal, and then you can reverse it. And the Brits, to their credit, said, we're not doing that. The same John Kerry went to the nations around Ecuador and said, things are going to be very bad for you if your compadre here makes stupid mistakes with Julian Assange. This is all documented. This is the man who has the secrets. That's why the deep state is so bent on destroying him. He's a valiant a journalist from my point of view, and he is living in a miserable cubicle. Don't get the idea that the Ecuadorian embassy in London is opulent. I only know this from having read about it and seen the videos. I've never been there.
Well, just like every other thing that's come forward here, none of these people were Russians until they started supporting Trump. I mean, Julian Assange, another example. He's been doing what he's been doing for years now. It's not been partisan. He's outed Republicans Democrats.
Right. No, the libtards loved him when he was giving George W. Bush the raspberry. But I guess there's a deeper point here, which is at this juncture, there's legislation in the Senate pushed by Mark Warner that declares him a criminal, essentially, or the tool of a foreign power unnamed, and makes contact with him illegal. That's ridiculous. That's a violation of any kind of free press ethic. There's no proven charges against Assange. It's the extent they're willing to go to get this guy tells you how badly he's hurt them by publishing things the people had a right to know.
Now, Roger, I don't know if you've seen Julian Assange tweet today, and I'm sure it's somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but essentially Julian Assange offering up ambassadorship towards the Trump campaign. He said he would open up a hotel-style embassy in D.C. with immunity suites for whistleblowers. Again, I assume this is a bit tongue-in-cheek, but I'm just curious, what are you hearing from, you know, the Trump campaign as far as what they think about Julian Assange?
Well, I think anybody who's involved in that campaign that saw it unfold realized that Assange acquired and published this information, and it had a devastating effect on Hillary's campaign. Hillary would like to argue about where the information came from instead of answering the questions about why she was so corrupt, why she cheated Bernie, why she was lining her pockets, why her people around her were, God knows, involved in goat worship or worse. These new age freaks. And of course, then there's the question of her health. She said in a press release, an actual statement from her first spokeswoman said that Roger Stone invented the stories about Hillary's ill health, and the conspiracy theorist, muckraker, journalist Alex Jones spread them.
But then Donna Brazile admits it.
3 days later, she collapsed in the street, exonerating Stone and Jones, and now, again, Donna Brazile confirms it. So there you go. Once again, InfoWars is out front.
And no apologies coming your way or Alex's way from the Clinton campaign.
Yeah, no, look, I think that it is this effort to kill Assange, to quiet him. It's very interesting to see the president clashing with Pompeo. He brings Bill Binney, the former counterintelligence expert, who pretty much proves that there was no hacking by the Russians at the DNC. In fact, no hackings by anybody. The material was most likely downloaded to thumb drives or some other portable device and taken out the back door by Seth Rich. Taken out the back door. If you read the interview with Seth Rich, with Assange, he could not make it more clear that Rich is his source without saying it. It is artful. They say to him, was Seth Rich your source? He says, sources for WikiLeaks take their lives in their hands when they speak to us, but I can't confirm who's the source. He says it three times. And then he posts a $25,000 reward for information that leads to the apprehension of Rich's murders. Could this be more clear?
Well, yeah, and then again, if that wasn't enough, Donna Brazile mentioned Seth Rich, and essentially she was so scared after Seth Rich dying, she didn't even want to be visible in her own home.
You know, and Seth Rich's parents initially are skeptical that he is the victim of a robber. They hire a private detective. Then suddenly out of the blue, they have a new press spokesman whose other client is, whoops, the Democratic National Committee. And they're asking people out of privacy of feeling not to discuss this matter. You know, their privacy is very important. I agree. But the truth is more important. This poor kid died for political reasons.
Yeah, I certainly have no qualms with that statement. That would appear to be the piece of the puzzle that, again, you look at this and you say, what other past first family could answer the question, hey, how many people that you associated with are now dead? Boy, the Clintons would need a week to run down that list. We'll be right back with Roger Stone.
We're running the biggest specials we've run in like 6 months and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And when we sell products at this lower price, we got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. But I know the products are so good that even though we make a very small profit on each item, you'll like them and then order more, especially things like the coffee that's so good, or our toothpaste, or our mouthwash, or our vitamin mineral fusion, fruit punch drink. It's got all the amino acids and multivitamins, our probiotic, all of it. Supermel Vitality, 50% off, never done that, and free shipping. Boom. Superfilmo Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Boom. Biome Defense, 50% off with free shipping. With the free shipping, folks, it's a loss leader. You sign up for AutoShip, we're losing like $6-$7 on this. Doesn't matter. I just want you to see how great it is. We are now 4.5 hours into the worldwide broadcast, America Rebirth and Renaissance, with so much coming up today. America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American revolution at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
That's as good as it gets. I can even picture the dancing reason. This is Roger Stone, and you're back at the War Room with Owen Scheuer. We are part of the new, expanded, 10-hour broadcasting here at the War Room. If I could get rid of Smokey Robinson there for a second. Actually, I think that's the Four Tops, as I recall. In any event, an extraordinary day for the press, just going this stuff over and over again. Jeff Sessions demonstrates that he's a doddering old fool in his testimony. Very disappointing. I have a piece up. I've talked about this now. I just think he's a captive. It is notable that he didn't name or select any of his own deputies or assistant attorney generals. They've given him a brace of deep staters most of whom have come out of the Bush or the Obama administration. He has none of his old Senate staffers with him. They've all gone to better jobs in the administration. And I think they mollify him, but nobody really listens to him. But for whatever reason, he's entirely neutralized on any matter of importance. Now, here's the key thing here, Owen. Since Jeff Sessions has recused himself on Uranium One, I think we all agree that we need a special counsel on Uranium One. That special counsel would have to look into Mr. Mueller, Mr. Comey, Mr. Rogers, and as well as Rod Rosenstein. And that's problematic for the exact four guys. Pardon me, Andrew McCabe would be the other one. The exact four guys who are twisting the president's tails are themselves, I think, complicit. But Rosenstein would therefore get the decision over a special counsel, and he's most certainly not going to appoint a special counsel to investigate Rosenstein, which means he must recuse himself, and then the decision goes to the Solicitor General of the United States, who's a respected lawyer. I think this is what we have to make clear. They can't cover this up at the acting attorney general level where he just won't act on it. We have proof that the Russians were bribing the Clintons to get control of uranium. Obama's intelligence agencies picked it up and knew it, and they did nothing. That's the bottom line right there.
Well, and you know that Trump is obviously not dumb. He's not ignorant to all this. He's tweeted about a lot of it. I would assume that Trump knows about all this. What is Trump's angle here? I mean, Trump is the guy who wrote Art of the Deal. Trump is the master brinksman. Trump is the master 6D chess player. How is it that it seems with this deal, he's got no ace in the hole? He's got no queen, just pawns.
Well,
what is the deal?
I would say this. This is a man whose television show is built around the phrase, "You're fired." His failure to take action in the case of Jeff Sessions, where very, very clearly he's made his unhappiness extremely well known via Twitter, means that someone is telling him that he can't afford to gut Sessions, or that it'll look bad, or that there's some repercussion for him, when in fact it's just the opposite. There's a speeding bullet headed for his presidency. He can only avert it by dismantling those who intend to shoot it. That's Mueller and company. The very guys who are trying to take him down for Russian collusion were, in fact, covering up Russian collusion. I'd call that karma.
And Trump knows this. He's tweeted about it. So at what point do you think Trump looks for new leadership in the DOJ?
Well, here's the question. Sometimes I wonder, and I've known Donald Trump 40 years, whether he understands the extent of his own massive power now to control the narrative as the left has done every time they've controlled the federal government. I probably should take this opportunity to also point out that since the T-shirts at the Infowars.com store are all 50% off, you can get the iconic Clinton rape T-shirt, the T-shirt that started it all before there was Wiener, before there was Weinberg. Yes, there was Bill. Harvey Weinberg will not deny that he is considering a shot at the 2020 nomination. His slogan, "Hey, I'm just the same as Bill."
Hey, these are all the same guys that were featured on the cover of GQ magazine, along with Kevin Spacey, Louis C.K., now Colin Paperneck.
But isn't it ironic that we now know that Weinstein goes out and hires the same nasty, roughneck detective that Bill Clinton used to threaten Bill's victims? What are the odds of that? There aren't many
It's just like the same. Roger, these guys are all peas in the pod. It's just like the same lawyer that Bill Clinton was using, that's been used by all of them, that they're now using used to basically launder the funds to pay for the dirty dossier.
Well, Well, it's very interesting. People say that they criticize the president's son-in-law because he's represented in all these organizations, all these investigations by Jamie Gorelick, who was the Clinton's lawyer, close to the Obamas. People say, how dumb? That's not dumb. That's smart. Talk about someone who understands the system. You know, I do think that that you're... They just can't keep pushing this narrative. I mean, Adam Schiff added again yesterday, beating a dead horse. Now, Adam's very upset because he was all geared up for a run for Dianne Feinstein's U.S. Senate seat. And the general consensus among California Democrats was that the old gal was going to go and that Adam was the heir apparent. The last minute, she decided to run again. Adam was very bitter about that. And the problem with it was that the president of the state Senate, a Latino gentleman, decided that he was going to run anyway. And he is now challenging Feinstein in the primary. And therefore, Schiff has been out spreading accusations of a sex scandal in the state assembly that is about to implode. I think that part is correct. So I think we're about to have a massive scandal brought to you by none other than Adam Schiff, the congressman who would be senator.
Pencil neck Adam Schiff. It's just amazing, Roger, that we're still dealing with these people. I'll ask you this question. You've been dealing with this longer than I have, but it's reached a point for me where I'm watching the Senate hearing today featuring Jeff Sessions. And, you know, the point of frustration is just really starting to boil over. I would imagine that a lot of Americans are feeling that way. Again, I'm not sitting here saying Jeff Sessions is my hero. He's not. I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't think he's cut for this job.
Something's gone wrong. They're keeping his grandchildren in a warehouse someplace at gunpoint.
That's what I'm saying. It's painful, Roger. It's painful and frustrating for me to have to watch this.
He is, however, a body double for Henry Morgan from Lafayette, probably a bit before your time, but some of the older Info Warriors will get that.
Yeah, I don't know that one. I just compare Rachel Maddow to Mandark from Dexter's Laboratory.
Yeah, that's pretty close. I think you've got that one.
It's definitely spot on. Final minute here with Roger Stone. Roger, you're going to be in court the next couple days. Do you care to enlighten our audience as to what to expect with these proceedings?
Yeah, I am being harassed in a sore loser lawsuit, which has no merit, no basis of having defamed a guy who ran for public office 10 years ago. It's amazing that this is going to trial with a total lack of evidence. But it's a Democratic Manhattan with a Democrat judge and most likely a Democratic jury. Whether the trial will begin this week or be put off till next year is being decided now in motion. So it would be inappropriate to say more. But, I mean, the bottom line of it is this is a First Amendment case. I feel very confident that this is, first of all, nobody disparaged this man. I know nothing about his charges, but on the record, when you look at his record and the things he said about underage girls, you know, I think it comes under the Times versus Sullivan. He's running for governor and stuff that he wrote is actually being quoted. Can you imagine that?
Well, it certainly is going to be interesting, Roger, for you. They continue to want to come after you. And then you're so, you know, see, why can't Jeff Sessions be more like you? You're beleaguered by all this litigation, yet you're about to go after Twitter anyway. So I salute you for that, Roger.
We're going
to
sue the daylights out of them. Thanks, Owen. Thanks for the war room.
That's right. All right. There goes Roger Stone, folks. We'll be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others.
others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer
and Roger Stone.
Welcome back to the War Room. This story is on InfoWars.com right now by Paul Joseph Watson. Leftist who wanted to kill first responders found with arsenal of explosives. A left-wing radical who planned to kill first responders was discovered by police to be hiding an arsenal for potential explosives along with 200 containers filled with unknown powders, acids, and urine. The 31-year-old Christopher Langer was busted by police. And this guy, obviously, totally unhinged. Not that you like to politicize this stuff. In this day and age, though, do we have a choice? So it appears another anarchist, leftist, probably atheist, yes, white male, just to please the liberals out there, was planning on extreme violence. Of course, that's not the only one today. Rabid anti-Trumper arrested in California after threatening to go on killing spree. David Kenneth Smith. This guy went on his social media and basically just did a bunch of, you could just imagine the types of posts. And he, another unhinged lefty, yes, a white male, an evil white male, but a leftist, if you can believe that. Of course you can believe it. He got investigated by the Joint Terrorism Task Force and he was planning on going on a killing spree. And you know what that means, folks. You know who he was going to target. White people, Trump supporters, conservatives, Christians. That's been the case. So, Fox News covered the Chris Langer story, though, that was on InfoWars.com. And here is that clip.
Good morning. Very disturbing indeed. Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood saying they averted disaster today. Just take a look behind me. You can see in the driveway of that house there, there's all those bottles set up, and Chitwood says those bottles are filled with the ingredients for making bombs. They're pulling those bottles from the house. Sheriff Chitwood not mincing any words in assessing the deadly risk from this case. He says Chris Langer had everything he needed to kill lots of people and the apparent intent to do it. Chitwood saying Langer used instructions found on the internet to collect everything necessary to make a bomb like the one used in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. They also found and neutralized at least three homemade bombs that were already completed, he said. He says Langer hated the government and planned to kill first responders. Ironic, he said, since first responders helped save Langer's life when he recently overdosed. Take a listen.
He has even been one of our Narcan saves. As recently as 2 weeks ago, we deployed Narcan in that house and saved his life. He's been Baker acted four times. He's out on pretrial release. We're trying to get his bond revoked. He's on a $5,000 bond. He needs to sit in there. And like I said, he did everything but take that one step to creating, in my opinion, a weapon of mass destruction.
Langer is in a Volusia County jail on $5,000 bond, which deputies are trying to get revoked. He's due in court for his first appearance this afternoon, and deputies say they are going to be out here on the scene cleaning up for the next several hours. We're live in DeBerry. Matt Trezza, Fox 35 News.
$5,000 bond? Seems a little cheap. So there you go, folks. It's just sad. These are mentally deranged people. These are people that have been brainwashed. These are people that have literally been brainwashed by CNN and MSNBC and the mainstream fake news media complex. It's really sad. And now they hate me. They hate you. They hate all of us, thanks to CNN, MSNBC, and the likes. And then you can thank the Democrats for this one. They'll deny it. Almost two dozen Texas gang members indicted for human trafficking. 23 gang members indicted in Texas for allegedly operating a large-scale sex trafficking ring. That's right, a gang that came in over the border, folks. Thanks to Democrats. Illegal weapons, illegal re-entry, illegal drug sales.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense, super high quality probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
Is the War Room.
Okay, final hour here. We're going to start it off with a news blitz. I'll then go back to your phone calls, and then Leanne McAdoo joining me in the bottom of the hour. Let's get right into this news blitz. Plenty to cover here. Several dead children wounded in shooting near California Elementary School. It does appear that this event was a personal event that was somehow managed to spill itself over into a nearby elementary school. Nobody in the school was actually killed, but some did get hit with bullets. So thoughts and prayers to everybody that was a victim in the shooting event that happened near the Northern California Elementary School today. And again, they had to wait for the officers with guns to get there. I will continue to say I think it's time to start training teachers on how to operate and use firearms. How about this? You know, there's a lot of times where something will happen in my life that could have gone so terribly wrong, and I just thank God. I mean, it's like, what else can you do when something like that happens where everything could have gone terribly wrong and just it magically doesn't? I would imagine that's what three basketball players from UCLA are thinking today. Three UCLA basketball players returned to U.S. after China shoplifting incident. Whew. Folks, let me just tell you how lucky these three freshmen are from UCLA. They're in China playing in a, I guess it's a preseason basketball tournament or a season opening basketball tournament in China. And these three freshmen decide they're going to rob a store, I believe it was some sunglasses, at a store in China. They get caught, they get sent to jail. Do you think they're all thanking God today that President Trump happened to be in China when this went down? You bet your bottom dollar that they are thanking their lucky stars in heaven that President Trump was in China on his Asia trip when this happened so that he could bring them home promptly and swiftly. So there's that white supremacist Donald Trump coming to the rescue for three black basketball players to get caught shoplifting in China. Now, first of all, and I'm not trying to scold these guys. Obviously, they had to learn this lesson the hard way. But how dumb do you have to be to try to shoplift in China? Now, I know that NCAA athletes get used and abused and get raked over the coals for the billions of dollars the NCAA makes, and they don't get a lick of it. I knew college athletes when I was in college. I knew them growing up. It's not an easy life. It's very, very, very demanding. And some of them get frustrated that they live in poverty. And this is obviously not the answer, but there's underlying issues here. And again, how are you even a university athlete that says academics first, but you're not smart enough to know you cannot shoplift in China while you're overseas at a basketball tournament? So they learned that lesson the hard way, and you bet your bottom dollar they love Trump now, and they're probably thanking their lucky stars that he was there to get them out of jail. Feds collected record taxes in October, still ran $63 billion deficit. Well, that's nice. So the good news is, I guess good news, or more just, credit to Trump, perhaps. Record number of taxes collected for the month of October in revenue, however, still $63 billion in debt. Let's just have a good laugh at CNN. Donald Trump laughed when what Rodrigo Duterte called the media spies. Not good. So now CNN tries to be Trump on Twitter, putting the not good at the end of it. Yeah, nice headline, CNN. Except also he was right. And we know that because of Operation Mockingbird. And now thanks to the JFK files being released. Yes, members of the media are literally CIA operatives and spies. So Rodrigo was right, CNN. We're all laughing at you. Green Beret killed in Mali discovered SEAL's illicit cash scheme. So apparently this is going to be a big story. Apparently, these Green Berets that got killed may have been set up because they discovered a couple Navy SEALs, essentially money laundering scheme or racketeering scheme. So we'll continue to keep our eyes on this, on the pulse of this. That just looks no good right there. FBI seeks Senate documents signaling possible probe into the selling of fetal tissue. Now, this does look good. Folks, you know what? I think Planned Parenthood ought to be shut down. I mean, you want to talk about hate crimes. But at the very least, they should receive zero government funding, zero help from the government, from the taxpayer dollars at all. What happens at Planned Parenthood is legal murder. And it doesn't matter that Planned Parenthood was founded to kill black people. You can just ask Margaret Sanger. No, none of that matters. Let's just let them illegally sell fetal tissue and kill children. Maybe the FBI is finally doing something about the scathing video, the undercover video that came out of Planned Parenthood. Nothing about it felt right. More than 50 people described sexual harassment on Capitol Hill. Here we go. It's just so tough to cover this because you don't want to be insensitive to people who have actually been victimized by this. But at the same time, how is it that all of this goes on? Literally everyone now, every congresswoman was assaulted. Every congresswoman is hashtag me too. I mean, what am I supposed to believe? It's the same thing with racism. When you sit here and you say, racist this, that's racist, racist here, racism there, then real racism becomes numb. Real racism enters a void. And now the same thing is going to happen with the sexual harassment deal, but you know what the overall agenda is. target toxic masculinity, and now they're going to use it to target their political opponents. So that's how this thing is going. Now, this is the double standard. I mean, you want to talk about double standard. When child sex isn't rape, French to set age of consent, this is from Paris, is a 13-year-old girl old enough to agree to sex with an adult? No! But that's a question France is asking itself as the government prepares to set a legal age for sexual consent for the first time. You know what this tells me? Members of the French government are probably pedophiles. That's what that tells me. Members of the French government are probably involved in running these children for sex. That's what that tells me. Of course, that was the entire premise, essentially, of the movie Taken. It's funny how all that seems to be coming to fruition as well. So, but on one side, the left wants to say, yeah, you can do whatever you want with anyone of any age, of any orientation, or anything. It's all good. It's all loving. Unless you're a man that wants to hit on a woman. I mean, what in the... I literally can't deal with this anymore. I'm losing my mind. So this is the new liberal logic. If you're a man and you want to make an attempt at a woman, you're a rapist, you're a sexual assaultant. But if you're a transgender person that wants to rub your genitalia on a 13-year-old, that's okay. That's tolerant. That's liberal. Wow. I'm just going to leave it right there. There are no words. It seems that the bazaar found the words. If you're married to a Trump supporter, divorce them. Thanks, bazaar. That's nice. Yeah, you guys are really the authority when it comes to marriage. just injecting themselves into your marriage. Whoopi Goldberg, you can't be an American citizen and side with Trump on Putin. Oh, so Trump says we need to have a good relationship with Russia. Whoopi Goldberg says, if you agree, you're not an American citizen. Thanks, Whoopi. You're clearly well-educated. Your IQ must be really high, Whoopi. Wow, Whoopi Goldberg, folks. Smartest Person of the Year award. How about biggest dumbass on TV? Sweden under pressure to adopt Islamic nation flag. We're going to have Peter Sweden on tomorrow to discuss this. This is absurd.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. We're running the biggest specials we've run in like 6 months and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And when we sell products at this lower price, we've got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. But I know the products are so good that even though we make a very small profit on each item, you'll like them and then order more, especially things like the coffee that's so good, or our toothpaste, or our mouthwash, or our vitamin mineral fusion, fruit punch drink. It's got all the amino acids and multivitamins, our probiotic, all of it. Supermel Vitality, 50% off, never done that, and free shipping. Boom. Superfemal Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Boom. Biome Defense, 50% off with free shipping. With the free shipping, folks, it's a loss leader. You sign up for auto ship, we're losing like $6, $7 on this. Doesn't matter. I just want you to see how great it is. We are now 4.5 hours into the worldwide broadcast, America Rebirth and Renaissance, with so much coming up today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Before we go to the phone lines here, I want to go to this clip of Joe Biden because it's really indicative of how desperate the left is right now when they try to reason themselves into some sort of stance on an issue that makes sense. They end up bumbling and fumbling around and really revealing themselves as the idiots they really are. And let Joe Biden take the cake on that one, answering a question on gun control in response to the Texas shooting.
We have Brianna with a question about gun control.
Hello. Hi. So with the tragedy that just happened in Texas, my question is, how do you justify the Democratic view on gun control when the shooter was stopped by a man who was legally licensed to carry a gun?
Well, the kind of gun being carried, he shouldn't be carrying. Assault weapons are... I wrote the last serious gun control law that was written. It was law for 10 years, and it outlawed assault weapons, and it outlawed weapons with magazines that had a whole lot of bullets, and so you can kill a whole lot of people a lot more quickly, number one. Number two, it's just rational to say certain people shouldn't have guns.
Rational.
And some people with guns are legally able to acquire a gun, and they turn out to be crazy after the fact. That's life. There's nothing you can do about that. But we can save a lot of lives, and we've stopped tens of thousands of people from getting guns who shouldn't have guns.
Okay. Did anybody follow that? No, none of the crew understood that. Oh, you made sense of that? Because it's amazing. At the end, he's like, oh, well, we're going to make sure. First, he says he should never have had a gun, and we're going to make sure that these people can't get guns in their hands. That guy was the hero. So if Joe Biden would have had his way, the mass shooter in Texas would have killed more.
I think he was referring to the fact that the guy had a weapon that wasn't supposed to be his, because it came out that the FBI flubbed up the fact that they didn't get information from the Navy about the fact that he should have never had a weapon or the ability to buy a weapon in the beginning.
Right, but so then how does that justify calling for more laws when the laws failed us?
I have no idea.
Okay, so you're like the rest of America that can't make sense of Joe Biden's statement.
No.
Okay, well, that was Joe Biden on the Today Show. Again, he says ration. The nice lady in the crowd says, how do you rationalize taking away guns from good citizens when one of them was a hero in this situation, and he just literally spouts off a bunch of nonsense? Actually, kind of just, well, I passed a gun control law. I'm Joe Biden. By the way, come here, little girl. Let me feel your hair. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Greg in Texas. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, Owen. Just wanted to start off saying I watched your entire broadcast, the 4th. You were great out there, very entertaining as well. But I think Roger Stone took the words right out of my mouth when it comes to Jeff Sessions. He seems to be becoming more of a doddering old-timer. He clings to a lot of old rhetoric and refuses to face current facts a lot of times, it seems.
What facts do you think he's not taking to heart?
Well, I know it's been brought up quite a bit, and I hate to beat a dead horse, but for instance, on his stiff marijuana stance is one of the perfect examples of that. He continues to push that it has all these adverse side effects and health effects.
Yeah, and then he actually doubled down on that. Really, he actually tripled down on that in his hearing today. And then basically insinuated that marijuana is just as bad as heroin or crack. I mean, what? Dude, come on, Sessions.
What it is he's trying to appear to accomplish something just to honestly hide the fact that he's out of touch with the current society and reality.
Well, how about this? I'm about fed up with Jeff Sessions, and that's not to say I don't like him or he's a bad guy. Just I don't think he's the right AG for the Trump administration. What do you think?
Oh, I don't disagree with that at all. Not the man for the job, and I don't think in his current state that he's got the backbone or the mental acumen to deal with this kind of situation.
Yeah, he just seems out of his element. He doesn't want to attack the deep state because he's been working with these people for 20 plus years. Thank you for the call, Greg. Let's now, let's see here. Let's switch it up a bit. Let's go to Linda in Oregon who wants to talk about something else. Go ahead, Linda.
Oh, and you sparked my imagination when you started talking about awards for Julian Assange. You know, in Japan, they have what's called a national treasure, and these are artists that do remarkable things. You have the Nobel Peace Prize. These are for people who do remarkable things.
Well, that's
things.
Been tainted.
Right. It's been soured, of course. You know, Esquire and their remarkable people are different than the ones you and I would choose. I think either the War Room or InfoWars should give a prize. Now that we're coming up to the end of the year, we should have the Freedom Prize. Big celebration.
Well, I'll tell you this, Linda. You know, a lot of us are probably on the same wavelength here. I have been thinking about this forever. Two things. One, I think that new independent media, InfoWars could spur it if we had to, needs to have their own yearly media awards. We need to have our own yearly media awards, you know, journalist of the year, story of the year, you know, whatever it is, all of these same things for real journalists though, for real journalists, not fake news, teleprompter reading ninnies like a Jake Tapper or a Don Lemon. And then to take it a step further, I was actually thinking about doing some sort of installment on the War Room where we would have a citizen journalist of the year. Or of the month, where every month, whatever citizen, just everyday citizen goes out and does great journalistic work, they get the award for that. The problem is, you know, honestly, and InfoWars is expanding to the point where we maybe could endeavor on a project like that. It's just we are so busy doing things that, that type of stuff requires a lot of organization. And we're flying around here trying to figure out what's going on in the world. That usually we can't sit down and organize something so great like that. But I think it's a great idea, Linda. And if we don't do it, someone else will eventually. Thank you for the call. Let's go to O'Brien in Maryland. This is an interesting topic. I saw this. Go ahead, O'Brien, 60 seconds.
Okay, basically on 60 Minutes, there was a journalist named Ali Race
Reisman, who basically...
Yeah, Allie Reisman, the gold medal gymnast, said that the U.S. Olympic coach is molesting all the girls, basically.
Yeah, and also that Larry Nassar did it to her as well. But the funny thing about it is, why didn't she say anything about this or something? I mean...
That's my big thing. Again, I don't want to, I'm not attacking Allie Reisman. I'm not saying she's a liar. All I'm saying is, what happened in this country to innocent till proven guilty? I don't want someone accusing me or my friends of some made up, some faux accusation, and then you're just guilty because Media Matters or CNN or CBS says so. That's not America. And again, though, to answer your question, why is it all coming out now, folks? Is that just a coincidence, or is it coordinated? I'm sorry, I don't believe in coincidences.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic, now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy, totally.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Well, I didn't realize this until Leanne told me, but apparently all of the actual footage from C-SPAN, the live feeds, the real videos, the actual hardcore evidence of Joe Biden fondling women and children when they come to the White House, apparently that's all fake news, according to the New York Times now.
Well, yeah, it's a writer from the New York Times is saying, in the past 24 hours, a new alt-right fake news meme has emerged of Biden as a predator. And then she's kind of saying, Twitter, you need to handle this because they're putting out now all this fake news of Joe Biden. But the fake news is literally unedited video from C-SPAN of like countless instances of him groping these little girls.
I never touched Leanne's shoulder.
It's fake news.
I'm not. Hey, guys, do not feel. Hey, do you see this? Do you see this? I'm not touching Leanne right now. Are you getting this?
But see, that's
I'm not touching you.
You are just actually.
This is not happening. And if anyone puts this video online and says that Owen Schroyer was touching Leanne McAdoo in studio today, I'm going to say you're fake news. So it's fake news.
I know. And he's always going to the girls. Ooh, how old are you? Ooh,
literally taking no young girls boy. And like grabbing their heads and like shoving them into. This is disgusting.
Can't wait to see you back at the house. And so people have been trying to point this out for a very long time that he gives these uncomfortably long hugs and he's always going in for the young girls. But now. This is fake news. He loves to smell women's hair and little kids' hair, and he just has no boundaries. He like kisses.
You know, I kind of wish
he just met.
I kind of wish Joe Biden would come up to me and try to fondle me, just so he could get a proper response for once.
He doesn't like toxic white males, though.
That's
he
true. Likes young, even though he's the most toxic of the white males, probably.
Young women who don't really know how to respond when they're put in that situation with a grown man, but you can see that they're like openly uncomfortable about it.
But wait a second, yeah. Though. How, I'm just trying to, cause I really didn't know this was going on. What are they saying? Are they saying that people, Trump supporters are literally like doctoring video or that doesn't exist or I don't understand?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's it. It's like, first of all, she used all the buzzwords, alt-right, fake news, meme, but it's like, it's not a meme.
No, but this is actually,
it's not fake news. It's literally coming off.
No, don't you see what's happening here? This is actually a perfect illustration of how liberalism is a mental disorder.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually the perfect example where they're so indoctrinated into their belief system and they're so institutionalized into the leftist cult where you can literally show them video of Joe Biden groping young children in the White House and they just say, no, that's not real. No, that's not real. Here's the document showing Hillary Clinton signing over the Uranium One deal. No.
No.
Right-wing fake news.
Yeah. Hillary Clinton literally collapsing.
Could you walk right up to a liberal, punch them in the mouth, and then they get up and say, hey, you just punched me in the mouth. No, I didn't.
No. That's
no one punched you. It was the tooth fairy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Look, there he's just kissing this little girl.
Even the little girl, look at the instincts in the little girl. Looks like she didn't get vaccinated to death, so she still has instincts.
To say, you know, back off, old dude.
Ugh.
Kiss. And then there's actually a story coming out in the Gateway
Pundit. Oh, here's this. This is a legendary one, what he does to young girl.
Former Secret Service for Joe Biden said they actually had to cancel some parties and things because he would always kind of grope the behinds of their wives and girlfriends when they'd come for like the Christmas party or
look
whatever.
Look at that one. He's just here. Let me just keep my arm
around your
daughter's
waist.
Hip. Oh, but Roy Moore's the bad guy. Donald Trump's the bad guy. You know, anyone on the Trump movement is a toxic masculinist. Leanne, this is what I was saying at the first
time. A sixth accuser coming forward now talking about George H.W. Bush groping her when I was a child. She was posing for a photograph with him. These are the people coming out saying that Trump is just so despicable. The Bushes, they reared their ugly heads out after 8 years of total silence.
All right, Leanne, let me just ask you this because I don't want to sound insensitive, but at the same time, I'm not going to fall for some cult movement that is really nothing more than a political stunt to demonize Republicans, conservatives, but more specifically members of the Trump movement and government to say they're all toxic men that just molest women all the time. Let me just ask you, how much do you actually put into these accusations? How much do you look at this and you say, we really have a problem here. I believe all of them. We need to do something. And how much of you kind of has a sour taste in your mouth? Like, you guys are using real sexual assault issues to try to make a political movement.
And right. It gets, you know, these were women that were actively sought out to build the story. They reluctantly came forward. It's all suspiciously or conveniently timed. So yes, it is politicized. Why didn't you do this last year with Bill Clinton when people were saying, look, we don't want this predator back in the White House. You already elected him twice before, even knowing all the things about him. Everyone was.
And that never,
silent.
It was cool back then.
It was totally.
It was liberal back then. Oh, Bill Clinton got a Hummer in the White. Liberal.
This man, George H.W. Bush, I mean, there's actually articles in the New York Times of them bringing in underage male prostitutes into the White House.
It's been brought up during the Menendez trial.
That's like the real news, you know, but then here they want to just continue.
Yeah, why? See, but that's what I'm saying.
Stand up individual.
I think that's the key. That's the key right there. The fact that they've ignored the real sexual assault going on during the old George Bush years, Bill Clinton years, Dennis Hastert years, Anthony Weiner, Menendez, the list goes on and on and on, the Lolita Express. And they continue to ignore all of that.
Right.
But now anyone on Trump's side that has a crooked toenail is bad.
Right. Well, because they don't, they are going after someone who would be playing a pivotal role, with voting in favor of conservative issues.
But how do you make sense of
it? But yes, it's like you're using the frenzy over, coming after people who are abusers of women, you're using that now to politicize it versus actually really truly your instincts aren't to help these women or to get justice for them.
And again, I think the question you have to ask is why were they silent for so long? The Olympic team apparently too is being molested. Nobody wants to say anything. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just asking why. But how about this? How do you make sense of this, Leanne? You had two women accuse George H.W. Bush of groping them in the last couple months, like literally, one was at a picture, I think, and then maybe another one was at a ball game or something. I don't remember. The guy is paralyzed from the waist down. He probably can't even form a coherent thought. And yet women are accusing him of sexual assault. What is that?
Well, and the thing with groping, I mean, I used to take care of elderly patients, back in the day, and I had this one patient, you know, he could barely move, but I'd be, you know, fixing his bed or whatever, and his little arm would just come up slow like this. Oh, he would just try so hard to touch my boobs. So I'm telling you, the instincts never go away.
So then that's what I'm saying. So do you think George Bush, I guess, H.W. Bush was just so used to doing that, that now he's out of it and he just kind of naturally like, oh, I can do whatever I want.
It's just, he's always been that way. Why would he change now just because he's in a wheelchair?
See, I didn't.
He's the president of the United States bringing underage boy prostitutes into the White House for whoever, who knows.
Interesting.
But it's like, why is he going to change his stripes now? That's what, like I'm saying, the guy that I was taking care of but couldn't barely move at all, but he still would just try. And it was kind of hilarious because it was so slow.
Well, I imagine that's what HW would be like. The guy literally can barely lift his arm up.
Exactly. But that it's, you know what I mean? Boys will be boys. It never goes away, I guess. So that's why it's, you know, I don't know. You just kind of laugh those things off, but some women are saying it's like.
But you've been covering this type of stuff for years and nobody wants to talk about it. But now that Trump's in office, anybody that's on the right, they're guilty.
Immediately.
No court, that's the thing, no jury, nothing.
Well, that's what people need to understand, which is why it's, you know, pretty ridiculous. The left will always circle the wagons around their people, the people that are criminals or perverts or whatever. They always rally around them. They don't abandon them for the most part. But then you see the GOP, they immediately abandon if someone's for wrongdoing. They don't rally around them and try to protect. They're just like, okay, you're right. We don't associate. So that it's this constant. You're always putting the right on defense.
And I think what's going on with Roy Moore is kind of exactly what you're talking about. And it'll be interesting to see. Will the Amazon Washington compost decide the elections for Alabama? That's going to be the story. We'll be right back with Leanne McAdoo.
We're running the biggest specials we've run in like 6 months and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And when we sell products at this lower price, we've got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. But I know the products are so good that even though we make a very small profit on each item, you'll like them and then order more, especially things like the coffee that's so good, or our toothpaste, or our mouthwash, or our vitamin mineral fusion, fruit punch drink. It's got all the amino acids and multivitamins, our probiotic, all of it. Supermel Vitality, 50% off, never done that, and free shipping. Boom. Superfemal Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Boom. Biome Defense, 50% off with free shipping. With the free shipping, folks, it's a loss leader. You sign up for AutoShip, we're losing like $6, $7 on this. Doesn't matter. I just want you to see how great it is. We are now 4.5 hours into the worldwide broadcast, America Rebirth and Renaissance, with so much coming up today. America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bully. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value, and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I wish it was live. Oh, I'm live now? Sorry, we were just doing a little research campaign into Joe Biden's dirty diaper changing service. No, that's not real. It's fake. Maybe it could be real. Okay, in this segment, we're going to be talking about the futurism of autonomy and how they're trying to bring this into society. It's not something I'd like to go into. Let's first roll clip 15, guys. I'd never heard of this. Rob Dew showed this to me. This is a short film about slaughter bots, autonomous killing drones.
Customer pilots directed almost 3,000 precision strikes last year. We're super proud of it. It allows you to separate the bad guys from the good.
Super proud.
It's a big deal. But we have something much bigger.
Facial recognition technology?
Your kids probably have one of these, right?
Is he a good guy or a bad guy?
Not quite.
The machines will decide.
Oh, I see. So they're making this short film to show what an autonomous drone army would be like.
That skill is all AI.
Right.
It's flying itself.
Mm-hmm.
Its processor can react 100 times faster than a human.
So this is a parody. This is a parody.
It's an anti-sniper feature. Just like any mobile device these days, it has cameras and sensors. And just like your phones and social media apps, it does facial recognition.
But you better believe these things already exist.
Oh, for sure. I mean,
it's 3 grams of shaped explosive.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it works.
Wouldn't it be just so great when the government ships these over to ISIS? Accidentally, though.
Did you see that?
So it recognized his face and then blew up in his head.
Little bang. Is enough to penetrate the skull and destroy the contents. They used to say guns don't kill people. People
slaughter
do.
Slaughter bots.
They get emotional. Disobey orders. Aim high.
It's like the last episode of Black Mirror. You watch that?
No, with you the bees. Ask me. Now, I think me. I did see the bees. Yeah, I saw
bees
that one.
These were all
great
bad
work.
Guys.
See, and in situations like this, this is where, with the Dallas shooting, when those police officers were killed, that, you know, they had to send the drone.
They sent in the robot.
They sent in the robot.
They sent in a drone?
I think it was a robot.
It was a ground robot.
Yeah, it was a robot. But
evade people, you know. Bullets, pretty much any countermeasure.
So that's a short film about autonomous killing drones called Slaughter Bots. But they are starting to build actual things like this. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, though, they did make a, you guys want to roll the B-roll of the new Boston Dynamics puppy dog? Have you seen this, Leanne?
The sweet little, is this Spot, the killer robot?
Yeah, Spot Mini.
Spot, oh, sniffing around.
Screw a cute puppy, give me a hunk of metal.
Look at the reflexes on that thing.
I mean, that's pretty neat. I mean,
they have come a long way. They have come a long way from, you know, the first prototype they had a couple years ago.
Would you have one of those? Would you have a Spot?
Robo-dog? That thing frightens me.
I don't know. That's not too bad.
If in the future, if we
it
see
be a cool toy.
Around, well, yeah, it's going to be put out as a toy, but imagine if that's like policing your neighborhood soon.
Oh, it will be.
But
here, let's roll, guys. Let's go to clip 19 real quick. This is the actual smart city. You just heard about Bill Gates about to build a smart city in America. Here's a smart city in China.
And tell China. What type of vehicles it is, and also China. It could detect the bicyclist, motorcyclist, and even recover their trajectory.
Dr. Xu runs SenseTime, a company helping China make surveillance cameras smarter.
We provide the embedded system that put AI technology inside the camera to help the camera to recognize face, recognize objects, and
face scanning everywhere you go.
Right.
Who told you that was coming? InfoWars.
Right. And then, of course, this is China that's got the
there it is.
ID system.
At this convenience store, registered customers enter with facial recognition.
They actually have facial recognition in the toilets there in China so that people won't steal toilet paper. So you have to scan your face in order to get some toilet paper to use in the public restroom.
So you have to stick your face in a toilet bowl to get...
No, it's like a face scanner. And then it gives you, it's like, here are your 4 squares, thank you. Yeah.
Communist China, you only get 4 squares. You better have had a good diet that day.
Transport can then be optimized based on user data.
They can take masses.
All right, so it's basically, you get the idea, you get the concept. Now, we'll quickly end. Let's go to clip 20. Saudi Arabia is planning to build a futuristic city called Neom.
Trendy.
You can look at these ancient hills and see nothing. Or you can see nothing to hold you back.
From destroying it and creating a super city.
No restrictions, no divisions, no excuses.
They've got all that money down there. They got to do something.
Endless potential.
Endless potential. Unless you're gay and then you'll die.
You need to write humanity's next chapter. Neom. Over 25,000 square kilometers of inspiration. With room for your biggest ideas.
It's like a utopia. I want to go there.
Set aside for those
he said I'll be free to do whatever.
A land created to free people from stress.
I'm
a place
just don't wrong think or you will be destroyed.
See, but that's the thing though. Ideas I'm actually progressive enough and libertarian enough, I mean truly liberal enough to actually embrace this. I don't think this is a bad idea. If we have an opportunity to, you can go ahead and kill that, guys. I'm serious. I want to hear what everyone else thinks about this. If you had an opportunity to build an entire city from scratch and plan it outright so that you could minimize traffic, you could get the most out of your energy source, and you could basically have a smooth operating civilization, I'm saying, you know, put all of the other bad stuff about futurism aside, facial recognition, you know, autonomy, drones everywhere, all that stuff. I'm not against that. I actually think that's good. The problem is you have to understand who's designing it and what the agenda behind it is.
Exactly. And, you know, they don't allow you to do any kind of deep research into, say, the repercussions from Wi-Fi everywhere, ubiquitous Wi-Fi. Anything that comes out that might be negative, showing that, yeah.
Like health concerns?
Yeah, like, yes, indeed, it does affect the crops growing or your brain or your circadian rhythms when you sleep. Your
development. But let's get back to infrastructure, though, Leanne. When you talk about city infrastructure, what do you think is like the number one complaint that people have? If we were playing Jeopardy or whatever the game is, what would be number one? What is your biggest complaint about city infrastructure?
Well,
this one's obvious.
I don't know.
The roads. Yeah, streets. Why do our streets suck? There's a pothole every half mile.
Well, in California, which is, they collect so much in taxes. I just got back from there. They collect so much in taxes and their roads are crap. Their lights are all old lights.
But what can you do about it?
So
but that's what I'm saying.
You can't turn left anywhere.
So, but that's the problem. There's nothing you can really do about that because it's already in the infrastructure. It's already built. If you build a new city, you have a chance to kind of build it right and design it, new roadways, new everything so that you don't have to put up with that crap. That's why some of it I think is cool, but I obviously understand the Agenda 21. And, you know,
full-on
autonomy.
Well, that and the Chinese-style ID system.
That's terrible. I don't want that.
They can shut you down if it's a smart city.
Don't shut me down.
You want to go use your card at the store.
Don't shut me down.
You know, you want to even get into your smart home. And they there's like an error code, error message. You know, you've been shut down.
So, yeah. So, there's pros and cons to everything. And
you can't get on the little smart bus if, you know.
You literally can't do anything. They'll come and arrest you as soon as you show up. Hey, let's take one quick call. Nick has been waiting for a while. Wants to talk about AI. Let's go to Nick. Go ahead, Nick.
Hi, Owen. How's it going?
Good. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk to you about the link between AI and cryptocurrencies. There's a website that you need to know about. It's called singularitynet.io. This website was designed to link AI all across the world for the further advancement of cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin. Basically, it's there to link the world AIs together so that they can create better AI. And it's like
oh, that's great.
They learn from each other.
Yeah, there were stories in the news all last week, AI creating AI. I don't know, Leanne. What do you think about that?
Humans will be obsolete.
You will be obsolete.
Yes.
We have made you obsolete.
We've determined you're unnecessary.
Well, InfoWars is not obsolete because you support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Continue to support us, and as always, stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Refresh your breath with Emmerich's Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emmerich's Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/